Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
So Tupac Shakur, we finally have a conviction there, 30 years later, of the man who didn't even pull the trigger, but was allegedly the baller shot caller of the case, Keefe D. What about Biggie? What about the actual investigation that led us to Keefe D? Were detectives investigating the wrong murder? Because when you look back on this, you're like, oh, wow, how did we get here? Let's take a look at this. This is a fair question. A lot of people are asking this question right now of what happened with that murder investigation. Well, let's go back, way back. Let's go to 2008. LAPD Task Force Detectives Darren Dupree and Greg Kading showed up at Duane Keefe D. Davis's home in Corona, California. They weren't there about Tupac. They were investigating the murder of Christopher Wallace, a notorious B.I.G., who was 24 when he was shot and killed in Los Angeles 11 years earlier. Davis was a person of interest because he drove a Chevy Impala that matched the description of the shooter's car, and because he'd been at the party at the Peterson Automotive Museum that Wallace was leaving when he was killed. The detectives had more than questions. They told Davis they had evidence linking him to cocaine and PCP trafficking. And with his criminal history, he was looking at a potential life sentence. So there's some pressure coming on. According to Detective Dupree's testimony at the Keefe D trial, Davis denied having anything to do with Biggie's murder. Then he said something nobody in the room expected. We did the other one. What? What? Tupac. Oh. That statement eventually put Davis in a Las Vegas courtroom. And on August 31st of 2026, a jury convicted him of first-degree murder in Tupac Shakur's shooting in under 3 hours. The task force that produced the confession, the one built specifically to solve Biggie's murder, never produced anything for Biggie. 29 years after Christopher Wallace was shot 4 times while sitting in his SUV at a red light on Wilshire Boulevard, there are no charges, no arrests, and no suspects. The LAPD won't confirm whether anyone is even still actually investigating the case that solved Tupac's murder
can't solve itself. And the reason isn't a lack of evidence. It's a pattern, a decades-long pattern of the institution responsible for solving this murder, shutting down the people who get close. Russell Poole was the first LAPD detective assigned to Wallace's murder in 1997. Within months, his investigation led him to two of the department's own officers, David Mack and Rafael Perez. Both had ties to Death Row Records, the label run by Marion Shug Knight. Mack was later convicted of bank robbery. Perez went to prison for stealing cocaine from police evidence lockers. Both were central figures in the Rappart corruption scandal, one of the most widespread cases of police corruption in LAPD history. Poole's theory was that Knight used Max and an associate named Amir Muhammad to carry out the hit on Biggie, retaliation for Tupac's murder 6 months earlier. That theory pointed directly at the department's own officers. LAPD Chief Bernard Perks ordered Poole to stop investigating David Mack. Poole resigned from the department in 99. He spent the next 16 years as a private investigator, pushing his theory in public while the case sat frozen behind him. In August 2015, Poole was meeting with Los Angeles County Sheriff's homicide investigators about a cold case when he suffered a heart attack. He died at the hospital. The man who dedicated his career to solving Biggie's murder never saw an arrest. But the Poole investigation exposed something the LAPD couldn't bury. In 2002, Wallace's mother, Voletta, filed a $400 million wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles. The suit alleged that LAPD officers were involved in her son's murder and that the department covered it up. In 2005, 3 days into the civil trial, federal judge Florence Marie Cooper declared a mistrial. An anonymous tip revealed that LAPD detective Stephen Katz had hidden a stack of documents in his desk drawer. Those documents contained informant statements linking Perez and Mack. The evidence the Wallace family needed to prove a cover-up had been sitting inside the police department's own building, withheld from the court. Judge Cooper ordered the city to pay Wallace family $1.1 million in sanctions. The family refiled the lawsuit in 2006. That same year, under pressure from the lawsuit, LAPD Chief William Bratton created a new task force. It was a joint operation. LAPD, DEA, and FBI, led by Detective Greg Kading. The mandate: follow the evidence wherever it goes, even if it points back at the department. Kading's team got further than anyone before them. They built a federal drug case against Keefe D to use as leverage. They targeted Davis specifically because of its Impala and because he'd been at the Peterson party the night Biggie died. When they sat down with Davis on December 18th of 2008 for a proffer session, an interview where his statements allegedly couldn't be used against him, they expected to hear about Biggie. Instead, Davis confessed to Tupac's murder. He told investigators he was in the white Cadillac that pulled alongside Tupac's BMW on the Las Vegas Strip on September 7th of 96. He said he handed a gun to his nephew, Orlando Baby Lane Anderson, and Anderson fired the shots. Anderson denied any involvement in Tupac's shooting. He was killed in an unrelated gang shootout in Compton in May of 98 at age 23 before anyone was ever charged. The Biggie investigation had just broken the Tupac case wide open, but the Biggie case itself wasn't done. Kading's team also extracted a confession from a woman named Teresa Swan. According to the investigation's account, Swan told detectives that Shug Knight asked her to arrange Biggie's murder through a Death Row Records bodyguard named Wardell Pucci Faust. She said she paid Faust, and Faust killed Biggie outside the Peterson Automotive Museum on March 9, 1997. The FBI put a wire on Swan and sent her to visit Knight in prison. Knight said nothing incriminating on the recording, and Faust was already dead, killed in an unrelated gang shooting in Compton in July of 2003. Then the task force itself started dying. Kading was removed in 2009 after an internal affairs complaint on an unrelated case. He was later cleared of the allegation, but by then it was too late. The Wallace family agreed to dismiss their lawsuit without prejudice in April of 2010. Their attorney, Bradley Gage, said their dismissal would clear the way for criminal investigators to make arrests. He predicted it would take 2 or 3 years. The task force was disbanded shortly after. Kading retired from the LAPD after 22 years on the force. He later described it as the effective dismantling of the task force. No arrests came. Not in 2 years, not in 3, not in 16. Here's where the Biggie Smalls murder investigation stands in September of 26. The alleged shooter, Ward L. Faust, has been dead for 23 years. The lead investigator who championed the LAPD corruption theory, Russell Poole, has been dead for 11. Suge Knight, the man whose investigators pointed to as the person who ordered the hit, pled no contest to voluntary manslaughter. In an unrelated case, he's serving a 28-year sentence at the R.J. Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego. His earliest parole eligibility is October of 2034. He has never confessed to ordering Biggie's murder. Teresa Swan, the one person who told investigators how the hit was arranged, received immunity for her cooperation, kidding himself as says she wouldn't survive an hour in court as the sole witness. His word for the case is unprosecutable. The FBI closed its own civil rights investigation into the murder in 2005. CNN asked the LAPD in late August of 26 whether there's an active investigation into Wallace's death. The department did not respond. That silence is the point. The Tupac case proves that a murder this old can be solved. It took 30 years, but a jury in Las Vegas heard the evidence and convicted Keefe E.D. in under 3 hours. What made that prosecution possible was one thing, a man who could not stop talking. After Kading published Murder Rap in 2011, revealing the contents of the proffer confession, Davis went on Vlad TV, appeared in a BET documentary, and published a memoir called Compton Street Legend. A judge ruled he'd waived his proffer protections by repeating publicly what he'd said privately. The system used his own words to convict him. The Biggie case never got that. No one involved in Biggie's murders ever talked themselves into a courtroom. Every person who could have broken the case open is dead, locked away, or protected by a deal made 2 decades ago. And the institution that was supposed to be doing the work killed its own investigation twice. It ordered its detective to stop investigating a fellow officer. It hid documents in a desk drawer. It pulled its lead investigator off the task force and disbanded the unit. The moment the lawsuit that created it went away, Letta Wallace's attorney said her family didn't pursue the lawsuit for money. They wanted to know who killed Christopher. The lawsuit was dismissed without prejudice, meaning it could be refiled. Gage predicted arrests would come within 2 or 3 years. That was 2010. The lawsuit was never refiled and the arrest never came. The task force that was supposed to deliver them no longer exists. The detectives who went looking for Biggie's killer found Tupac's instead. That confession changed everything for one family. For the Wallaces, 29 years later, it changed nothing. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Will we ever find out who did it? Or have we already found that out? And they're already dead. Your thoughts in the comment section. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
For a limited time, you can get a Big Mac meal for just $8. That's a burger, fries, and a drink. They don't call it an extra value meal for nothing. Get a Big Mac meal only at McDonald's.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.